to you by Puffin.
The Detention Detectives by Liz Jardine, read by Louis Hill. Please note, just because I'm the one writing this down, don't go thinking I'm some kind of sidekick. I'm nobody's Dr. Watson. I'm as much a detective as either of the others, probably even more so. But one of us had to record what happened. It's kind of an insurance policy, see? A way to tell the world and the police what we suspect. And who's probably behind it, just in case something happens to us. Signed, Jono Archer, The Detention Detectives. Chapter 1. Tuesday, the 13th of May, 9:15 a.m. Hambridge High School playing field. I knew Mr. Bainton was dead as soon as Daniel opened the trunk in the sports equipment shed. We were only in there looking for a football to play with while we waited for the PE teacher. And there he was. Dead. Kids aren't supposed to find bodies. Bodies are just for Sunday evening murder mystery TV shows and bedtime reading, as long as Mum doesn't catch me nicking one of Dad's blood and guts thrillers. So all in all, my second week at Hambridge High was a memorable one. Just not in a good way. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me explain how I got in this mess in the first place. When Mum dropped the bombshell that Sunday in January, I'd been sitting at the kitchen table surrounded by my homework and moaning about my DT project getting squashed on the Gresham school bus. "Well, Jonathan," she'd said, "you won't much longer have to put up with all this inconvenience." Mum's native language is Swiss German, so she sometimes says things in English in a confusing order. She speaks Italian, Spanish, and Hungarian too, meaning she can tell me off in many different ways. "Soon you'll be beginning a new school, because we're moving to Nana Rosie's old house in Hanbridge." Well, obviously I didn't believe her. Not until she laid it all out. "Last week your father applied for a promotion at the Bristol branch of the Undertakers." "Yes, my dad's a mortician. Yes, it's a bit weird, but I also think it's kind of cool." "And if he gets it, then you'll start at a new school in May, and we will be moving finally into our own home." She leaned over the table and touched my hand. "You always loved staying in Nana Rose's old house. You and Maximilian will finally have a garden to play in, and you shall feel like you are on holiday all the time. Nana and you would always be talking about her murder mystery books. They will all be there too." I thumped my hands down on the table, either side of my half-eaten cinnamon roll. "That's ridiculous, 'cause Nana's not around anymore, is she? I've only been in Year 7 at Gresham for a term and all my friends are here. The basketball team, the band... Moving is just not an option, Mum. No way." Mum folded her arms in that terrifying way that she does. "Jonathan, you must try and think about someone other than yourself for 1 minute. Nana wanted us to inherit her house. There'll be no rent to pay and no horrible landlord like Mr. Franklin making all of the decisions. We are very, very grateful to Nana for her kindness to us." "Holy crud. Mum, you actually mean it?" Mum covered Max's ears as he sat squidging Play-Doh on his high chair. "You must not say these words, Jonathan. You must think about the impression that you will be making at your new school. No one will want to be friends with such a potty mouth." I spent the rest of the day in a daze. I kept thinking, when Dad gets back from work, he'll see sense and blow the whole plan apart. But when he got home, he was all flushed. He picked Mum up and swung her around and kissed her like I wasn't even looking. "I got it!" he shouted, and they both did a weird jumpy dance around the kitchen. "So what?" I said. Mum looked at Dad and shrugged. "He is not so happy with this plan as we hoped." She squeezed my cheek. "Can you not see that your father is pleased to be going back home where he grew up, Jonathan? You are spoiling the excitement of all of us." And that was the point. And as far as I was concerned, their excitement could stay spoiled. Mum and Dad might move us to Hambridge, but there was no...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?